Warning, Spank Wagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF Day. The time is 3.5 minutes to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning.
This is television station WORTV,
New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting in a round of applause because I forgot to turn my mic on right. It is time for the greatest internet radio show ever. It's time for Spank Wagon Radio. Before we start off the show, we need to get the official Murphy word.
Hello. Hi, this is Murphy. And I'm just going to let you guys all know that I'm going to let you talk today. So you don't have to try to fight over mic time with me all day today. And I got something special just to tell you. What I think about all day is dick, 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 dick. I think about my dick. I think about my big balls. I think about my candy that I had on my nipples last week. And then when I eat a piece of candy, my dick gets hard. And
Murph. We don't want to know. Oh, come on, Murph. Murph. That's it. You're done. You're out. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. I hope you know what that means. It's time for Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. And we've got a wonderfully quiet but yet crowded studio. Because who isn't here?
Dick.
Yeah, isn't here. So it's going to be a great show. With me tonight, actually, over to my right, introduce yourself.
My name is Big Daddy Decaf.
All right.
Sitting across. And I'm a Leo.
I like long walks on the beach.
Married and looking.
Married and looking.
All right. Across from me.
Duh, you know, it's all about Scrappy.
All right. Nothing else special.
This.
Oh, please spit out the gum. Seriously.
It was my
problem
fault.
I offered
gum.
There you go. Spit out the gum, please. I'm not daring you to do anything. I'm asking you to spit out the gum.
Okay, teacher.
Oh man, thank you. Souvenir? I'll sell this. Okay.
For later, please.
Way, sell it on eBay.
I will eBay this.
Autograph. Can I sign it? Yeah. I need a pen, dude.
It's in the drawer. Autograph your gum.
Put some ink on your tits and stamp it.
We've done that.
Oh.
We've actually.
How do you make a cursive S?
Okay.
Aren't you in school or something?
I haven't done those in years.
You try. Sitting across. Actually, we're going to be doing an interview with this gentleman in a little bit.
Talking about
his awesome release party last week in the fucking hottest venue he could find.
It was hot, man.
I mean, that physically.
I sweated like a Mississippi slave up in that motherfucker. But it was all good.
Where was it? I wasn't here.
Go for it.
Yeah. Am I on?
You're on.
I'm on. All right.
All mics are on.
It was at the box office on Charleston and Casino Center, like right up the street from this place. So
I think you were in a different area code there, Foxy.
I know. I'm like, oh. I don't know where that's at.
But were you, I guess it was like for all ages or whatever.
All ages venue.
Yeah, I could tell.
No alcohol.
Oh, yeah, well, I know.
But there was food.
Shit. I missed
that. Oh, that was a good-ass burger, though.
Decaf over there hitting on the hot dog maker.
Hey,
lady.
Hey, my white trailer trash girl.
Did he bring his own ranch?
So the white trash trailer trash girl, the Gregor grill, man. She was cooking
washing
good-ass
it down
burgers,
with ranch. Yeah,
she's like special tips. So
dirty, so early.
What? I just remember having hot wings at Hooters, and he was just like,
Oh, yeah.
She means ranch. She doesn't mean Murphy juice.
Dick, 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 dick.
I like it.
Oh, yeah, a bucket
You're
of ranch.
Thinking innuendo. She's thinking condiment. I guess
then you know who the sick fucker is, don't you?
You are the sick fucker.
Thank you.
All right. So we got Son Krillin in here.
Son Krillin, by the way, in case I didn't let everybody in radio world know.
It's the spectacular Son Krillin.
Right. Yes. Right now I'm the spectacular Son Krillin. Last week I was Son Krillin's album release party is coming soon. And before then I was the uncanny Son Krillin.
Uncanny.
So
I was trying to remember.
I just try to keep it fresh. You know what I'm saying? Real comic book, real fresh. You know.
And now cool. He's back with the black costume.
And now I'm back with the black costume. Thank
nice.
You.
Yes.
And coming in to actually co-host this evening to help fill in the gap for Murphy.
Dick, dick, dick,
me, Foxy. Hi, everybody.
We'll call her the fabulous Foxy.
The fabulous Foxy.
See, we got to like give everybody an adverb. That's what that is, an adverb. Adverb, right?
Yeah, sure. Adverb. How do you make a curse of
it? It's an adjective.
That's, well, what's, oh, yeah.
Adjective describes.
Adjective. I don't know. I knew it was an ad something.
Adverb is an action.
Anyway, yes.
You knew it was an ad something. You came close. You came real close.
See, I did. I have to give myself credit for that. So, Son Krillin.
What's going on?
Tell us what you're doing here exactly.
I am doing an interview for every spankhead in America. No, I'm here because, first of all, I was invited, and I thank everybody who invited me, came to the album release party. But along with doing an interview and filling in for Murphy, dick,
I love that.
You know what I'm saying? Besides filling in for Murphy, I also want to help promote my album that has just been dropped on 32108.
Named?
The Black Costume. Son Krillin's The Black Costume.
And why do we call it that?
Well, the short version is because I like Spider-Man. And that would be why I called it The Black Costume. But the long version is because I feel like Spider-Man, at one point in his superhero career, was going through some things. And when he got the black costume, it kind of pulled a more evil, darker side out of him. Though he was still a superhero, he didn't do it as superhero-esque, as Captain America, you know what I'm saying, Boy Scout-esque, as you would think that he would normally do things. So that kind of embodies me. Even though at one point in my life I was doing wrong things, I feel like I was still doing them for the right reason. So, you know, hence in the song, Infinite Battle Between Myself, the Wrong and the Right, That's kind of where that comes from, because, you know, I'm still feeling like I'm a good guy, but sometimes you go down the wrong path. So that's why the black costume is named The Black Costume.
I actually wanted to talk about that, the graphics on the CD, or the arts, the artistry.
Uh-huh.
Who did it? What influenced that?
Yeah, because that's cool.
she just marked out two of my questions.
That's what I'm in saying. Row, that's nice. What I'm saying.
Shut up. Remember, you have to shut up.
Shout out to my boy Danny Winston. You know what I'm saying? He went to high school with me at Las Vegas Academy. He went for art. I went for music. Ironically, he did the artwork for my music. He lives out there in Tokyo right now. And I basically just emailed him a lot of ideas that I had, sent him a couple of pictures so he can, you know what I'm saying, get me and get my guns right here. You see the triceps going right here, you know what I'm saying? After I sent him all those pictures, he came back with a couple of different concepts, and this is what we agreed on.
Tell us about the back of the CD, because that's what I really want to hit on.
Okay, well, the back of the CD, for people who don't have it, shame on you, first of all. But for people who don't have it, the back of the CD, you see me with my hands in my pocket, and you see the city of Las Vegas in the back. And in the second... And the second box is basically me getting attacked by the black costume. If anybody knows anything about Spider-Man, the symbiote came from outer space, and it was like an alien suit. So you see that on my back creeping up.
You know, like the Venom, like in the movie, how exactly. It's like creeping up and crawling up and taking over him. That's exactly what it is.
And that's exactly what it is. And that's
the cover
what it
of the
like.
Album, it has it coming from his waist up.
And so. In the cover, I'm more or less accepting it. In the back, I'm kind of trying to fight it off. So in the third box, you see it kind of take over my hand, and I lose my glasses. And in the fourth box, it then took all over and embodied me.
And he's ready to spit some flows.
And I'm ready. And I'm ready to spit some flows. Now I didn't turn into the superhero.
The cool thing is, it's like a comic book. So it's like a comic, you know, like.
Like comic-ish?
Well,
Well,
you know, even in the music, you heard that. I heard that sensibility, that comic book, sort of the fun aspect of it, especially. And I can't think of song titles right now that
Which
were on
one?
There, but let me see that real quick so I can get song titles.
Oh, ain't no song.
There's, yeah.
It's not open. I know the black costume mentioned it, but it also...
Venom.
You probably think
Venom. Gotta Save the World.
Number 13.
Save the World. Save the World. That's the one I was thinking of.
Number 13.
And Fuck, I don't know. But with that one, when did you record that?
Where did I record
it? When?
When? I just recorded it.
I know, because you put the Las Vegas.
You put the Monte Carlo fire. And I'm like, fuck. Yeah, it's either guessing or.
That was a last minute track.
Yeah,
I wasn't
guessing.
Like, I wasn't like that's Nostradamus or nothing like that and foresaw the Monte Carlo getting blown up. But or
blown up?
No, no. Well,
in my version, it got blown
up. Yeah, in his version, it's gone. It's gone.
Then you went in and started saving all the
tourists
people.
Went
well, they're open
all
again,
over.
So we're back in business.
It happened. I recorded it like maybe 3 weeks before the album dropped. That was a last minute track. It was hit and miss. It almost didn't make the album, but I'm really glad that we ended up putting it on there. I play all the voices. By the way, the narrator,
the
Arabic dude / Jamaican dude at the end, and the narrator, everybody.
He's not just
screaming.
A rapper.
Wow,
he's multi-talented.
You did a great job.
Trying to be.
Well, we're going to switch it from like the art for comics to writing, because I'm a writer. Mm-hmm. So I'm big into lyrics. And the background behind, you know, your songs and the lyrics and why you wrote, you know, what you wrote and, you know, dedicate to. So I have a couple questions about that.
All right.
Okay. In the song, Weekend. Right?
Right.
And I love that song. Uh-huh. What made you decide at the end of the album to start doing the laughing and the imitating, making fun of the song? Because I think that really made the song, is that you made fun of it at the end, because I started laughing.
That was actually my engineer's idea. Ryan from Dynamically Insane, shout out real quick. You know what I'm saying? That was actually his idea. A lot of the little extra spices that happened throughout the album was his idea. We would joke about it in the studio, and they'd catch me in bad moods because I didn't like The Weeknd, and I didn't like how the chorus
Oh, you didn't
went.
Like it? You didn't like it, really?
I would have rather had one good singer on there than a whole bunch of five drunk motherfuckers singing, you know what I'm saying, singing on the hook. But it came out good, though. And so as he saw... that I didn't like the chorus, it just fueled him even more. So he was like, well, since he don't like it, let me go ahead and throw this at the end. So that was actually his idea at the end of it to go ahead and do the laughing and keep us in there and laughing and giggling as it was still recording.
And okay, we'll go with Underestimate Me. Mm-hmm. That's number 8, I think, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, I've been listening to your CD from Friday to today.
That's what's up, man.
Did you replace it with the Snoop Dogg CD?
That's all that's been in the car that's played the whole week, rotating.
That's cool, because that Snoop Dogg CD was good. So for me to replace the Snoop Dogg CD, I'm feeling good.
Yeah, you replaced the Snoop Dogg CD.
Yeah, I'm the life of the party now.
Yes, you did. And okay, in that one, was that a personal experience? Because it sounds like, yeah, like a lot of anger and rage came out of that song. So it was a personal experience. And just can you elaborate on what it was?
More than you know. For people who don't know, the track number 8, Underestimate Me, that had a lot to do with personal experiences. One in particular that I want to bring up, I have a homeboy named Howard, a.k.a. Trouble, who produced most of my beats. His uncle was probably our biggest critic, and he shot me down more often than not when it came to this rapping. First of all, because my voice. So if anybody over there in Radio Land is listening to me now, this voice is what was a subject of a lot of ridicule. So between the fact that I speak well, my voice, my glasses, people didn't expect rap coming out of this person.
I still can't believe it.
You know what I'm saying? So people think Urkel all of a sudden, but you know, just because I have an astigmatism doesn't mean I can't rap, damn it.
I know, you said that yourself.
You know what I'm saying? So that came from a lot of personal experiences, you know.
I like that part of the song.
You like that part? That was one of my favorite parts. I had a lot of DMX anger during that part.
My dogs in them.
What they really want.
Wow.
Minus the crack, you know.
No, but you do have good beats. I was listening to the CD on the way over here. All right. And I was like, wow, he actually has good beats. Like, danceable music and, you know, a little bit of rock influence. You know, like,
oh, you heard
just,
that one? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I was telling Jessica, I was like, wow, this is really cool.
And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to make sure I had a little bit of everything to for everybody to dance to, ride to, sit back and listen to and reflect on. You know, I don't want to be classified as one type of rapper. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be a club rapper, a dance rapper, or a conscious rapper. I want to be everything. You know, I want to entertain. And so I want to have everything for everybody. As long as I like it, though, I still won't. Well, stuff I don't like.
Well, you got your question. I got a lot of questions, but I'm not going to Murphy. I'm not going to Murphy the interview.
And speaking of the club, if you had to choose any one track from your album, which one would you choose to be played in a club and why?
To be played in a club?
To be played in a club.
I believe that's easy. Number 2, Drinking. For a club, that's the song. You know what I'm saying? Especially in Las Vegas. It's a party, y'all. Hey. Ain't no last call for alcohol. And I think that song right there embodies Las Vegas.
Yes, it
does. You know what I mean? It's rare that you go to Lee's Liquor at 3 o'clock in the morning and get you some Hen and Jack. You know what I'm saying? And you can't do that no more.
Sometimes you get spoiled. I go out back home to visit, and I'm like, oh my God, everything's closing. I'm like, shit, I was barely starting to get my buzz on.
Or someone keeps on leaving the place to come back with bottles of vodka.
Ah,
which was me the other week.
He got us drunk, everybody. Like, we went to a strip club and it was 18 and over, so no alcohol. And we're like, damn, we can't be in here with no alcohol. So he was like, we had to stop at the liquor store. Stop at this little store. Or actually, it was a bar
right next to
Jelly's.
It.
And he was buying pints of vodka. Keep on going back. Taking it back into the club. And me and Scrappy were sitting chilling with the guys, you know, seeing all these ass and titties, you know. We were getting drunk, and it was just such a good time.
I have no idea what she's talking about. I plead the fifth.
Wow. Nice.
And we broke her into the strip club scene, so.
All right. What we're going to do right now, actually, why don't we go and play the title track off your CD?
All right, let's do it.
So why don't we go ahead and let me load that up. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Krill is back now. The real is back now. Krill is back now, so give me my crown. Yo, this is my town. Krill is back now. The real is back now. The real is back now.
Krill is back now. Back now. The real is back now. Back now. Krill is back now, so give me my crown. Yo, this is my town. Krill is back now. Back now. The real is back now. Krill is back now, so give me my crown. Yo, this is my town. Krill's back and they couldn't believe it's me. Fell back, had to see what I need to see. People I need to be, niggas hate, cause the only thing that stay in women's hair longer than weave is me. It's what I'm blessed with. I'm the freshest. Step up in a room and the girls wanna mess with. From the north to the south to the west, bitch.
Been on every block like the Long Beach and Tetris.
So you best get a clue or something. Brother, I'm sick. Treat me like a fool or something. Niggas you with, gonna get boom for bumping. Anything less than a man, Krill, on that real. And that skill that you seen, I heard the whack ass niggas just might seem absurd. As real as my bond, as real as my word. I'ma keep the streets hot enough to cook a fucking egg on the curb, so get down. Krill is back now, back now. The real is back now, back now. Krill is back now, so give me my crown. Yo, this is my town. Krill is back now, back now. The real is back now, back now. Krill is back now, so give me my crown. Yo, this is my town. You put the back down and back down. We all know you fake, ain't no need to act now. You whacked in and your ass is whack now. I'm a star in my city and your ass is background. The foreground niggas, other genius at work. We weigh tons, y'all 4 pound niggas. Low sound niggas, we ain't playing no games with y'all. All we do is merry-go-round niggas. I came back and the haters were mad at me. Been gone since I left the academy. It was a tragedy and so sad to see. LB would only have the heat. But I'm back now, niggas, and I be making it work. My old fans probably think that I'm back with the church. I'm a genius and my pockets will no longer hurt. And the whole world gonna finally know what I'm worth. Krill is back now, back now. The real is back now, back now. Krill is back now, so give me my crown. Yo, this is my town. Krill is back now, back now. The real is back now, back now. Krill is back now, so give me my crown. Yo, this is my town. High school talent shows to the house of blues. Rock concerts, house parties, had to choose between going to school and rocking the show. You know what I'm about, cause they was dropping the dough. Rocks the joint inside the hard rock. Felt the little love. It was hard to get props, hard to get spots, hard to get gigs. Grown folks reluctant to fuck with kids. But now I'm older, now I'm bolder. Doing business myself, it's on my shoulders. I got a roll, bruh, before it's over. I need my name up there with hovers. I gotta get on my grind, stay on my rhymes. Keep myself focused, get the shit off my mind. Cause when you on top and your foes up under, they be searching for you like the winning lotto number. So get down. Krill is back now, back now. The real is back now, back now. Krill is back now, so give me my crown. Yo, this is my town. Krill is back now, back now. The real is back now, back now. Krill is back now, so give me my crown. Yo, this is my town.
Yeah, I done fucked up.
What?
Well, that's not the title track. That's the first track on the CD. I know, but that ain't the title track.
Yeah, I know the title track is number 7.
Yeah, I know. The Black Costume on a CD called The Black Costume.
Gee, imagine that.
That track is easily called Krill Is Back, hence all that Krill Is Back on the chorus.
And of course, because it's one of my questions.
Okay.
Before we do play the track. I want to know, why did you decide to put the main track at number 7, not number 1? That's literally my question.
I know, you know, he didn't think he was going to have nerdy-ass white boys listening to his shit, not knowing what the fuck.
Can I make a guess?
Please.
Lucky number 7?
Lucky number 7. Simple. I mean, I've growing up,
am I right?
Wow, he's superstitious.
I'm not super superstitious, but I am a little superstitious, though.
Ladders?
I don't mess with ladders. And
black cats?
I don't walk.
You're superstitious. Do you pick up pennies that are face up?
Nah, I don't do all that. I don't pick up pennies at all.
He's like, yes, I'm going to have good luck all day.
Nickels, face up or down. Nah, but word up, my favorite number is 7. And I used to listen to other people's albums and just can't wait to hear what number 7 was on their album. Because 9 times out of 10, it would be one of the best songs on the album, in my personal opinion. And so I wanted to make sure that my number 7 was epic. And maybe, for all the Krill fans out there, the next album, something else real cool is going to be on number 7. I think that might make that my trend throughout my rap career. So watch out for the next album.
Let's talk about that prospective next album.
All right.
You got some plans? You got some tracks? Got something in mind?
Yeah, I got a couple of things in mind. I'm not going to divulge too many secrets, but I can tell you this. Right now, for damn sure, my boy Treble is going to be producing on a lot of it. So all the Treble fans and the Treble fans, I just want y'all to know that Treble will be another intricate part of my next album. Right now, I haven't come down with a name yet, but until further notice, it's titled Scarlet. So, you know what I'm saying? Keep those in mind.
Scarlet. Where do you?
The name Scarlet makes me think of my other question.
All right.
I'm just hearing Ben Parker all of a sudden in my head.
Well, maybe not. Okay. You know?
In the song, I actually forgot the name of that one. I think it's number
track number two.
It's the one about. Yeah,
I know.
It's the one about
number five.
Yeah, it's the one about the chick. Was it a real person that you was talking about in that? I forget
which one. The cheating chick.
Yeah, the cheating chick.
The cheating chick. Nah, that was a fictitious story. Nothing that deep has ever happened.
No, man, I mean, nothing that deep has never been written like that before.
I know, really.
So you sure?
No, that's number one fan. He's talking about a track called Who Is It that contains a Michael Jackson sample.
That's not
a real story. I mean, I've had certain situations, but not to that proportion. I'd lose my mind if all that happened to me at one time, you know what I mean? So it's a good song.
So was it parts of other relationships or anything in there, or just is all
small? Man. I'm not gonna put nobody on blast, but small parts of another relationship.
Tell me who it is. I'll tell.
That's what Spank Wagon does best.
But small parts. But like a lot of it is
about that girl or something.
No.
A lot of it is other relationships that I've seen from the outside looking in. But not all that's me. I'd be a poor, lonely soul if
now, all that wait, now, I have a question. It's kind of a, what the fuck?
Hmm? Hey. Yeah, I know.
I got one thing to say about all the niggas.
What?
I mean, what do you want me to say?
Wait, did you? Is this you?
No, that's my boy RJ.
That's RJ?
That's RJ.
You must rule, motherfucker.
And, it sucks that that's the only spot that he had on my album, but but he made the album.
So, why?
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, we was making Gotta Save the World, and we were in there doing Gotta Save the World. And as I'm recording, all of a sudden, like, he turns the mic down and has me sounding like Barry White with a frog in my throat, right? So now I'm in the booth, and I'm hot as shit in the booth trying to record this song, and I'm getting frustrated, and he just keeps changing it from octave to octave until I sound like a chipmunk on helium. And so after it was all said and done, they just saved it. They saved it right over this Gotta Save the World track, and then everybody thought it was fun. So they locked themselves in the booth and just start doing random stuff, start singing, like, the ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. We had about 30 minutes of different people's voices on there, and I guess that's what made the cut as a skit.
Were you guys high?
None. I wouldn't. Oh. I can't speak for everybody.
I wouldn't.
But who's paying for the studio time?
You know what? Good thing it's part of my label.
Okay.
So I wasn't paying for it because heads would have rolled.
You'd be like, you did what? A half fucking hour.
Speaking of which, in between those two, in between the two Chipmunk invitations, there's a song, Vegas Pride. Now, I know you guys performed it, but I don't think, because it's not on your CD, so I don't think it's your, it's not your song.
It's not exactly my song. I wanted it to be a bonus track because, you know, the little buzz that I did create, a lot of people were expecting that to be on the album. And since it was my song, another guy named Trouble's song, and my dude Quez's song, since it was pretty much all of our songs at the exact same time, I didn't want to take credit for it. But then when I ran it by the guys, they said it was cool as long as it's out there. Then I was like, okay, well, for sure. The streets want the song, and I feel like that's 702's anthem. If Vegas had an anthem, that would be it, Vegas Pride. You know what I mean? So I definitely am excited and happy that they let me get it on there. But at the same time, I wanted to have a little element of surprise by not being listed on there. You know, just when you get ready to cut the album off.
And actually, that got me because I'm like looking through the liner notes and going, where the fuck's Vegas Pride?
Right, right, exactly. So I don't know what it did for everybody, but as long as it struck people's
obviously
curiosity.
Obviously, it did good for everybody.
He's representing. As a matter of fact, 702.
It does awesome.
Yeah.
Here we go.
We'll be back.
I come from the city of Sinicide, where the sun rises in the county of Clark. We stay high. I got Vegas Pride, Vegas Pride. I got Vegas Pride, Vegas Pride. That's why I got Vegas Pride. Them haters try, but y'all can't stop Vegas. Why? Them Vegas guys don't stop to talk, they just ride. Haters and rival guys get popped in they side. That Vegas Pride cannot be stopped, name a side. In Vegas, I can promise that all day and night is stay alive and poppin'. Let's take a ride. The kind of my neighbors they participating in. Dipping through Vegas, raising blazing. The haze is amazing. Even more amazing is the ladies. The way they're making them in Vegas, Nevada. You think the baby was raised in the Bahamas. The way they be making their waist, keep the shaking in your honor. Makes you begin anticipating the breaking the pajamas. Vegas is bomber than any state or city you from. Or the place you were born or raised or brought up in. Just ain't fucking with Southern Nevada where you find the county of Clark, son. Come to the valley, you wanna start some. I come from the city of Sinicide where the sun rises. In the county of Clark, we stay high. That's why I got Vegas Pride. Vegas Pride. That's why I got Vegas Pride. Vegas Pride. I come from the city of Sinicide where the sun rises in the county of Clark. We stay high. That's why I got Vegas Pride. Vegas Pride. That's why I got Vegas Pride. Vegas Pride.
That's why I got Vegas Pride in my blood, in my veins, and no matter wherever I go inside, it remains the pride in the name, the pride in the fame that my city has acquired. Now we rise in the game. So the next time you're talking about my city and its glory, then it better be something proper for real in the story. Economy in my city is way too strong. So if you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home, cause this is Vegas, baby. It's where they pay us, baby. And when we meet the chicks up on the strip, they lay us, baby. I've been repping since I was a bum kid on the block, two-stepping every since the Hunt Ridge was the spot. Whether you like it or not, this is the city of sinners. In my city, we winners. One Houston, baby, that been us. Keep it so high, you can go dipping skinny in winners. Try to keep up with wind, bruh. We do it because we in the
city of sinners. Side where the sun rises in the county of Clark, we stay high. That's why I got Vegas Pride. Vegas Pride. That's why I got Vegas Pride. Vegas Pride. I come from the city of sinners. Side where the sun rises in the county of Clark, we stay high. That's why I got Vegas Pride. Vegas Pride. That's why I got Vegas Pride. Vegas Pride.
That's why I got Vegas Pride. Like I spent 4 years up at Vegas High. Westbound in the Bay, that's where I reside. Getting down for my town every time I come around. Clowns who ain't representing right. All we like to do is run shop. In the Bay, the wrong color, get your punk ass pop. On the spot, we go hard for the turf. Throw them hard like a nerf. Fuck around and get your dick kicked in the dirt. You ain't from here, you get no respect. You better know somebody big or someone heavy in the set. In the city, it ain't what you know, it's who you know. And how you come ain't the same way you're leaving, though. Most people didn't believe the Bay can flow. So we rip track. Reppin' our area code 702 Sin City. Check our committee coming in the game and leaving competition feeling shitty.
I come from the city of Sinicide where the sun rises in the county of Clark. We stay high. That's why I got Vegas Pride. Vegas Pride. That's why I got Vegas Pride. Vegas Pride. I come from the city of Sinicide where the sun rises in the county of Clark. We stay high. That's why I got Vegas Pride. Vegas Pride. That's why I got Vegas Pride. Vegas Pride. I come from the city of Sinicide where the sun rises in the county of Clark. We stay high. That's why I got Vegas Pride. Vegas Pride. That's why I got Vegas Pride. Vegas Pride. I come from the city of Sinicide where the sun rises in the county of Clark. We stay high. That's why I got Vegas Pride. Vegas Pride. That's why I got Vegas Pride. Vegas Pride.
major.
All right, Spank Wagon Radio.
That was Vegas Pride, ladies and gentlemen. Vegas Pride, 702's anthem, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Cool. So on the break, we were actually talking. I didn't notice that there was a barcode and a parental advisory. Lyrics.
Right.
Explicitly. What is it? What the fuck is it? I don't
explicit.
Know. Explicit. Explicit. What the fuck ever. I have, whatever.
Dick.
Yeah. Fuck y'all. Anyway, tell us, how are you getting this out? Where's it going to be sold? How can we find it?
Right now, you can find your local neighborhood Krillin. And get it out the back of my trunk or my backpack right now. But I have a couple of barbershops.
Look for him walking down the street.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, for me.
Check for him for cell phones, pagers, and laptop computers.
Hit him
too.
Up on MySpace. I'm sure he has a MySpace.
And hopefully one day you could. I wouldn't even mind y'all downloading it on LimeWire. But until then, right now you can just pretty much get it from me and a couple other my
street where can you get it from
shoulders.
Again?
You can get it from me. Son Krillin, ladies and gentlemen. I work at Valley Hospital. I drive a teal.
Eclipse.
Okay, 577-5443. Get at me.
What if someone from another state got at you on MySpace and asked you to ship it? Would you ship it?
I would ship it.
You got that?
You just add that into the cost.
Yeah. Shipping and handling would definitely come with it. But I would. Matter of fact.
What about like on eBay or like Amazon or something?
And you know what? We haven't registered anything for eBay, Amazon, or iTunes
Craigslist.
Just yet. But yeah, of
yeah,
course, Craig, you know, that's the nigga version of eBay. You know, I'll be on Craigslist all the time.
And if they did find you at, you know, say Valley Hospital, how much?
And if they did find me at Valley Hospital, it would be $9.99 plus tax. No, I'm just playing. It'd be $10, an even $10.
Three easy payments of $5.
$2.50. So if you find me on the streets, it's gonna be $10. If you get it from any place else, I don't know what kind of surcharges they're gonna try to apply to it. Don't pay more than $15 for this album. It's worth it, no doubt, but they just trying to get you after that.
He wants to keep it real so that everyone can get the album. And
but you will be able to find it in barbershops. I will end up talking to Zia Records. You won't find it at Best Buy or anything like that. They're asking for too much money. But we do have a barcode for places when FYE and different places like that will start accepting my album. But for the most part, you'll get it from me. Like you were saying earlier, but if somebody from out of state ended up wanting my album and wanted me to send it to them, it would still be that 10. I would front the extra paper because I'd be so flattered that somebody from outside of Las Vegas, Nevada wanted my album. Because I'm still pretty humble, you know what I'm saying? My head get big sometimes, but for the most part, you know, I respect all my fans.
Visa, MasterCard.
And I also accept food stamps, WIC card, you know what I'm saying?
And roll of coins, you know, money.
Coupons, money. Do you take Sonic coupons?
Oh, Sonic is the business.
Okay. Sonic, I would say coupons. Sonic coupons.
He accepts all competitor coupons.
You know what I'm saying? And all other local MCs, I also do trades. So if you're another local MC who does their thing, and believe that your album is
collabos,
worth the trade.
You know.
You know what I'm saying? I give you my album, you give me your album, we could talk about doing collabos in the future.
Yeah. So do you do any like I would say events or
actually yes. You know, for the most part I perform at the box office. That's where you'll see me at 9 times out of 10. Matter of fact, quick plug in, you'll see me Tuesday the 29th of April at the box office doing a performance with an underground hip-hop group called Cutting Linguist, and you'll also see me up there tomorrow just, you know, performing with some other cats, Treble, Quez, Anyone, Enigma, different people.
So
like
is it
that.
Like a place where it's like open mic where you get to expose?
This particular time is not
going to
be
not exposed.
You going to go open mic on us?
I'm going to go expose myself. I'll pretend I'm going to sing and, you know, just expose myself.
This particular event isn't going to be an open mic. It's set performers who's already doing their thing. But I do go to open mic events at the Ice House Lounge, the
What about
Art
the Poetry
Bar.
Club? Are you still?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. A little plug in, poetry, Thursday nights. Club Poetry, used to be Club OPM inside the Caesar's Palace. I recite some of my tracks as poems, and you know sometimes I feel unworthy because these poets are killing them out there. I'm a rapper and I can do a little poetry, but these poets out there, You guys got to check them out deep Thursday night.
They be talking about all kinds of trees and shit, and they're describing like their pet.
Yes.
that's how poetry is for me. Yes,
all them different metaphors. Talking about some black like righteous HBO space.
Show. Yeah, that's how.
Like deaf poets, exactly.
Yeah.
That's how really poetry is for me, stuff, man. I was the one in class, like, I mean, I write, and I've always been a creative writing, you know, writing books and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But poetry is like the absolute worst. I mean, writing it and understanding it. So someone in class will, you know, they'll read a poem from somebody. Right, and they'll be like, "Well, it's about winter, you know, because they talk about snow and shit like that." They go, "No,
it was Bobby, a metaphor."
Yeah, no, then Bobby's like, "Oh, they're talking about like a hurricane that hit, you know, and talk about all these people that died. Something that's totally fucking different. I think it's Christmas and shit. You know what I'm saying?" And then they're like, "Yeah." And it's like, "You're all right, Bobby. That's exactly." I'm like, "What the fuck?"
And then you bring in your poem like, "Roses are red,
violets blue." Am I supposed to rhyme this shit too?
Okay. Now, Krillin, I don't know if the guys know this, but I know this. And a while back ago, you and Dim were actually talking about. Wow.
There he goes.
Hey.
You and Dim were actually talking about doing a collabo. And speaking of collabos, something still in the works for that? Or?
Is that an actual
you know
word?
What? I'm talking to the lead singer of Dim as we speak. And we're trying to get something cracking. I have the concept for the track, but Dim has been doing a lot of shows lately between Jillian's and
Cheyenne Saloon.
Yeah, Slanted Clam. They did their last show at Slanted Clam a little bit ago. And you know what I'm saying? I've been keeping up with them. I haven't been able to make it out there, but Dim, I see you, baby. Figzilla. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, they doing their thing, and we're both pretty busy artists, but I'd still love to do something with Dim. I think on my next album, between Don't Laugh, I want to do a reggaeton track. A techno
Yay.
Track.
You
know what I'm saying? Reggaeton track.
That'll make Trisha happy with the techno track.
I heard trance. Oh, I can't even think of what the song. I mean, just a very slight electronica trance intro to a song. I can't think of what it is off the top of my head. But I was like, oh.
Yeah, I just want to.
What about
get
in on some of that acoustic? Have a guitar player.
You know, I might get on my acoustic, but I'd feel obligated to sing. You know what I'm saying? If I heard too much acoustics like Nelly did with Dave Mirror or whoever he got down
John
with.
John Mayer.
Yeah, that guy. Sorry.
Like crossing over. It's called crossing over when you like, you know, do something like someone with a country artist or a rock band.
Wait. Think about it.
But the really cool thing with Krillin is you're not really one, just you don't stick to some specific genre.
You
like to explore and
I do, and I'm not turning it down. I just say I haven't put too much thought into it. You know, I will, you know, what's that, Dave Mayer? John Mayer? I see you, baby, John Mayer.
Actually, I was just saying, imagine if years down the road, we'll see Krillin Unplugged.
Okay. Krillin Unplugged.
LL Cool J pulled it off.
Yeah,
you know?
And Jay-Z did it, too.
Jay-Z did it.
That would be nice, you know, get somebody like the Roots of somebody behind me. With
I'll do your background vocals. I'll go, yeah, uh-huh, what,
hey,
uh-huh,
you know what?
Yeah.
I'll be a backup dancer.
Beautiful.
The girl in the back.
Nigga, nice. What? What?
Decaf and Foxy. Hey, you know what? Give it in a couple weeks, man. Decaf gonna know all my lyrics and he gonna hype for me one of these times.
While Scrappy does, she's over there singing all your songs.
I know half.
Put your hands up.
So let me tell you this. So who inspired you? Like, who is your idol? Who is someone that you look up to?
Decaf.
Swear to God,
I first started rapping, I was a big LL Cool J fan. I was a big Will Smith fan. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, most people don't even know this, but Shaq rapped.
I know.
That's what that shit was.
Yes. Yes.
The Superman.
Yes, exactly. So Shaq rapped back in the day, and I had his first CD, and Montel Jordan. A lot of people influenced me, but my biggest hip-hop influence.
Run Our Test?
Hell no. Nah. Did you get that CD?
No, I didn't get it.
I ain't get it either. No, Ron
it wasn't even worth getting suspended for the year. He lost more money on that than making that CD.
Hell no. Ron Artest, stick to basketball, baby. We see you, baby.
Take up shoot fighting.
You think?
Maybe.
Maybe. My biggest hip-hop influence is actually my peer and my closest friend, and Howard Cox, a.k.a. Treble. He's my biggest influence because when I met him in the seventh grade, I wasn't even thinking about rap. I was doing poetry and thought I was cool. But, you know what I'm saying, ever since I met him, you know what I'm saying, it's been smooth sailing as far as his music stuff. So that would have to be my biggest actual person,
influence. No, yeah.
But, like, right about now, man, between Lupe Fiasco, Kanye West, Common, all them conscious rappers, man, I'm really feeling them, you know what I'm saying? Jay-Z, of course, those are probably my influences right about now in this present state in my career slash life.
If you had to choose any artist to do, I'm going to bring up the collabo again because I like that word. Who would you choose?
Local or like in the game?
Everywhere. Anywhere.
Anyone. If you had a choice. Anyone. Who would it be? If you
could just work one collabo?
With anyone. Just one.
Just one?
Sorry, I'm not giving you two.
Give me a second.
I'm not going to make it that easy for you.
He's thinking.
Say, he walks through that door right now and says, damn, son Krillin, we got to get down on something.
If I had to choose one person.
Decaf.
I would have to say, and it couldn't be Decaf.
Anybody, I was about to say, don't let Decaf down. Come on now.
You know what? It would have to be Kanye West.
Yeah.
You know, I like Lupe and I like Common, and I feel like they're some of the greatest MCs in the world. But like, kind of like working out. Anybody go to the gym? Decaf?
Yeah.
Go to the
gym?
They say to work out with somebody who's either just as good as you or a little better, so they can push you to that next level. And I wouldn't want to do a track with Lupe or Common because they'd probably shit on me. No offense. You know, yeah. I think I'm tight, but those cats is real good. But I feel like Kanye, not to downplay Kanye or put me on his level or anything like that, but I feel like I'm about as good as Kanye, and I think that we would really mesh well on the track because we still have a deep message, but we can still get it across funny.
He had me bawling my eyes out. What was it, the Grammys?
Where the Mother song. The yes. song yeah. His Mother was
yes.
so
I was actually
sweet.
Watching it with Howard,
yeah.
and Howard's sitting there on the couch with me like, you big baby, and I'm like trying to fight back
yeah,
tears,
I mean,
but I'm like,
I mean,
damn.
It was a sad song. And it
we
just,
see you, Kanye. We our hearts go out to
just,
you and your mother.
Just don't get in a car accident, all
right? Right, right.
Or I don't know if that's the case. Then didn't Kanye collaborate with Daft Punk?
Yes.
I don't know.
That was cool.
See, and I didn't like it as you much. It was all right. Well, you know what? The song was great. I hated the video.
Okay.
I hated the video because he ripped off Akira. If you've seen Akira, he ripped it off.
He bit Akira something tough.
Horrible.
You know, I'm an anime freak. You know, between comic books and anime, yeah, he did bite Akira. But in a certain way, I almost respect it because, you know, you got so many people want to shoot him up bang bang, selling drugs and robbing people.
Shoot him up bang bang.
You know what I'm saying?
But, shoot him up bang bang. What? What?
Shoot
him
up
bang
bang.
Bang
bang. That's
bang,
a new track.
Bang bang.
Don't bite that, ladies and gentlemen. That's copyrighted. But you got so many people who want to shoot him up bang bang, but Kanye actually took it to a different perspective. You can't see. I mean, I love Jay-Z to death, but Jay-Z's too gangster to try to do some comic book stuff like that, some anime stuff like that. So I tip my hat off to him. Though he did take a big chunk and bit Akira something hella tough.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to go out with one more song. This is, this is the comic book song, the one we were talking about a little. Not Venom, this is It Gotta
Save
the
World.
So anything you want to talk about this?
Well,
I know start,
at number, start at number 12. Because 12 is the intro.
Okay,
too.
Yeah, there's an intro, a little skit that brings
yeah,
in
yeah,
Gotta
yeah.
Save
okay.
the World.
Let
by
me,
the way, the
load
skit
that.
Is done by my
Damn,
dude Oliver.
I wonder if he for reals knows this or
that's
if he
up,
like
man.
Studied this shit.
Either you really know it or you wrote well, some good notes.
Just like
I feel that.
12, but if
no,
you
no,
start it
no.
at 2.34, hey. You know that's exactly, you know.
Swooped in and saved the baby.
Yeah, he did.
My boy Oliver.
Trust me, I know. I know that CD by
my boy Oliver, he did the comedy skit for me. He does
a performance
at Bunkhouse on Mondays. I'm going there next Monday, by the way. It used to be at Pounders, but Pounders got closed out. So, Oliver, I'm giving you a shout-out, baby. You're also on the album. Come ahead, go over here and buy your copy, dog. You ain't bought your copy yet. I know you want it.
Damn,
you get a
he's
free
on the
one.
Album? He don't get
yes.
a free one?
Treble had to buy a copy. He did 80% of my
That's
beats.
What I did with my I book. My first book came out. I made
everybody
buy it.
You got to make it because you're not going to get any money if you keep handing that shit out for
exactly.
free.
I know
because
I came out in a book, too, in an art, like a coffee table book. Yeah. What is it called? Art. Coffee table book.
Yeah,
whatever.
Coffee table book.
Yeah, and I didn't even get a copy. I was like, oh my God. I was like,
so
I have
I'm
to
in
buy
the book.
This. And I actually I had to buy it, so it was like, wow.
But to give a quick little introduction, yes, I think I'm a superhero, motherfuckers. For those, somebody asked me the other day, you think you're a superhero? Yes, I do.
To prove
he
it,
spins web, so watch out.
To prove it, I've got some climbing rope in the car. We're going to swing you off the balcony and see how you land.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Can we YouTube that
Don't
shit?
Film it.
Well, the filming's part of the act,
okay,
you know,
okay.
Sorry.
Damn it. But anyway, long story short, this is Gotta Save the World, produced by Treble. All of the voices are done by me, written by me. I hope you like it. Let's get them. But first,
excuse
the intro.
Me, excuse me, sir.
Crank
you said
it
that
up.
You saw me toss on Krillin? Yeah, I seen him. He came from the sky. He landed like a rock and made an earthquake. You feel that aftershock?
Feel it, yes.
He opened his mouth and flames came out. Oh God, he torched a man's torso and burned him to the ground. It's pure evil.
Evil.
And he took control of the women.
Not the what?
Yeah, straight out of Thriller. Krillin started spitting. Women everywhere started doing his bidding.
Like
giving him
not
pedicures, coupons, and shit.
What coupons?
Feeding him grapes, the big fan leaf, the whole nine.
I want that.
It's weird though, the first time I seen him, some kids were playing catch. They bumped his mom in the back.
Oh my God.
She pushed a stroller in the street.
No.
And Krillin swooped that baby without missing a beat.
Oh, phew.
Just in time, Benny got this cool line.
What
looks his mother in the eye and says, get a babysitter. Then he flies.
Yeah.
You know, I swore he wore something else that time.
Was it corduroy?
This time it was black. Oh shit, he's coming back.
Oh my God. Streets at night. No sooner than he gets a chance to jump into his uniform, a shrill voice pierces the silence. Krill swings into the direction to take a closer look.
Ah, get your hand out of my purse.
Another day in the lifetime, the clock in the work. Lady, give up the bag or I'll put you in the joint. Ask yourself this question, how much is it worth? Krillin's sense is tingling, I can feel the distress. He robbed the damsel in the alley, time to clean up his mess. Cocky as he fled the scene, cause he feeling accomplished. Did it by himself, he ain't need an accomplice. Didn't feel bad, didn't heed his conscience. I'm on hot pursuit, time to catch this convict. Swing through the alley and I catch him at his hideout. I don't know why these crooks think I'll never find out. Web swinging the action, caught him relaxing. He didn't know what hit him, what the heck just happened? Reclaim the goods without making a sound. As for him, he's tied up and hanging around. Gotta save the world, gotta save the world, gotta save the world. Oh, gotta save the world, gotta save the world, gotta save the world, gotta save the world.
The Monte Carlo Hotel and Casino has suddenly and without warning caught on fire. The smoke and ash can be seen all around the Vegas Valley while the firefighters try to contain it as Krillin leads the evacuation.
The building's ablaze, I'm not staying in for this. I'll make minimum wage. Not to worry, citizen, it's Sun Krilligan. It's too hot, don't do it, you're not getting in. He might be right and his fire's intense. So I kick down the hydrant and let my suit get drenched. That should cool me off from the flames at least for a minute. No use standing here, time to jump up in it. Web sling to the top, I'm using the building. Saving all the grown men, women, and children. The water ain't help much, the fire I'm feeling. The heat's surrounding me, my suit is peeling. But I can't quit, at least not yet. I'm hearing the screams of another person to get. I find them, I'm running, my foot's got shit. I throw them off the window, hope he fall in the net. Gotta save the world, gotta save the world, gotta save the world. Oh, gotta save the world, gotta save the world.
After being blown from an exploding building, Krillin decides to take a break and lick his wounds. Little did he know that through all the commotion, a bank robbery was in progress.
Two in the front, two in the back. Next to the rubber turf phone, so I can know where you at. Check on your straps. As a matter of fact, give me the nine, take the get, cause I'm better with that. Ready? Go. Give me the loot, though not one person move or you can bet I'ma shoot. Honey, I'm honest. Thanks for the deposit. Off in the distance, I can feel the disturbance. Time to clean the city, you can call me detergent. I'm swinging it urgent, rapping it quick. Two different cars are speeding off from the slick. So I follow the closest, I'm praying and hope this dude slows down as I slowly approach it. Cause it's getting hard to follow the car though. I'm still sore from the Monte Carlo. So as I follow, I whip up these boys. They didn't have a loop, they was a decoy. Oh boy, you know I'm mad as hell. I let the cops handle them, send their gas to jail. I'm back on the beat, though I'm not feeling well. Moving fast as I can, still I'm not on the trail. I'm looking for clues, hope they leave me a trail. I think I'ma lose, I think I'ma fail. I'm searching up high, I'm checking them low. What the heck did they fly? Where the hell did they go? I'm asking the crowd, nobody knows. The wind's on the loose, that's how it goes.
That's how it goes. Krillin find these elusive bank robbers, or will he just accept defeat? Who knows what the future holds for young Krill, but tune in and find out on the next exciting episode of The Black Costume.
All right, Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net, in studio. All the hosts,
Son
co-hosts, guest hosts, and...
Krillin, ladies and gentlemen, that was Gotta Save the World
performed by me.
You know what's been great? For the last couple of weeks, we haven't really done anything else other than guest. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I know.
We have the no stories, no shit. Shit.
That's good.
I know. Excellent. It is good. And we're booked, and then I have to talk about next week because the guy who didn't want to come to promote his online rap magazine, which I'm going to talk to you about, you too, right. Get it put on the online rap magazine that he does for the city.
That's what's up.
Yeah. And that's what I'm going to talk to him about, too. I got to talk to you about a couple of things, though.
All right.
Some business between me and you. I have to do with my book. So okay. That's some personal business.
The brothers are getting together.
That's right. Hey,
man. He wants the black costume in his book.
You know, hey, all right. I was just looking at the chat room. Jaywar is in England, so he even nailed it. Yeah, probably $30 for me to get it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
and we were just talking about that. We were just talking about, I know Insomniac Brit bought a calendar.
It's worth it.
From Ginger.
It is. It is.
And he paid like $35 for a $20 calendar. $35 extra for a $20 calendar.
That's crazy.
So,
I'm flattered that anybody out of state, out of country wants it. I'm really flattered. And we're going to try to get it to you the best of my abilities. Because I want you to have the album work, too. Yeah, you can download it, but you can't see the lovely album work. So please get that.
Oh, yeah.
Get it.
Actually, yeah. Who did all the photographs and stuff like that as well?
Oh, my boy Ryan from Dynamically Insane. He went ahead and we had a little photo shoot. They didn't come out quite as clear. But by the way, I'm re-releasing the album. We're going to change up the artwork a little bit. I'm going to add a couple more tracks. We're re-releasing it. We're going to try to have a bigger and better party than the last time. And we're going to lighten up.
And an air-conditioned facility.
And an air-conditioned facility.
Thank you.
No. Matter of fact, I ain't going to lie. It's probably going to be the same facility, but we're going to cut on the AC this time.
What are we
going to
like?
Oh, that's it. That answered my question. My question was going to be, okay, were they just fucking with people and not turning on the air?
Oh, my God. You want to know the story?
Yeah, I'd love to.
These bastards. Don't get me started. You know what I'm saying? Box office. Damn you. These bastards, first of all.
See,
on
Spakewagon, you got to trash somebody. See, it
okay,
just,
see,
just happens.
Do it.
It just happens. You can't avoid it.
But here we go. This is the story. First, I'm going to talk about the box office. Then I'm going to talk about niggas. And Decaf, you're going to feel me when I say this. And for those who don't know, niggas, NAACP. Niggas ain't always colored people. Remember that shit. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Niggas ain't always colored people. All right, let me start by the box office. First of all, the box office was supposed to do this for free. But they, because we're basically signed with them. Their venue, anything that goes through their venue goes through us, Dynamically Insane, my boys, right? But somebody else had offered them top dollar to do a concert that day. Yeah, that's cool and everything. I know $700 sound a lot better than free, but you already booked my album release party. So you got to do this for free. So there was a lot of red tape that we had to go through in order to get it. And so then we end up having to pay $200. Mm. So first it went from free to $200. Now they're saying that we can only have 75 people there. We can't sell the food. That we can only
take donations.
And that's what I'm talking about, niggas. Because niggas wasn't donating shit.
Yeah, I know. I donated $5.
Fuck, I didn't even know.
I saw 20 in there.
But where do the donations go to? It's not really a donation.
Well, first of all, I tried to put it back in my pocket because all that food, the burgers, were they good?
Yeah,
that was my money. Between me and Food for Less, that's how we funded that.
He sponsored his own.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? My own
Albert
party.
Millie's,
you know what I'm saying? Or we would have just had chips dip and he would have charged you $2 for a soda. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? $2 for a Gatorade, so I wasn't trying to have it.
Shasta.
You know, the Shasta was bomb, wasn't it?
Just buy a bunch of 2 liters.
That was you too.
I gotta say next time. You have to put ice in between the sodas, not pack the whole thing with ice.
That was my
sodas
bad.
On top of it.
That was my bad, by the way. I realized that afterwards because I thought I had one more bag of ice. And by the end of it, I was like, oh, shit.
I'm interested in this story. Let's 75 people.
Okay, so we could only have 75 people. We couldn't charge at the door. We couldn't charge for the food. A lot of red tape that we couldn't do. And so I think when we gave them the $200, I felt like we're allowed to break some of them rules. You know what I mean? Since it was supposed to be free in the first place. But little did I know, when everybody heard that it was free, you can't change and say it's $10 at the door.
Nope.
Yeah.
That's not gonna fly. I'm going to Krillin's release party. It's free. And then you get there, $10, hell
no. No one's gonna go in.
That's an uproar, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was my first beef, but my biggest beef was the fact that we ended up having about 150 people there. So that was a good thing. But the bad thing was because we said that it was free, nobody brought money or they were just cheap. So they didn't. We only sold 33 copies that night.
What?
You know what I mean? So out of 150 people, you know what I'm saying?
How do you know there were 150 people there?
Because they had you. Well, you had family members at the door, and
we had tickets. We had clearance. We actually had a couple more than that because after a while, people weren't having tickets. They're like, oh well, I got a ticket, and it don't say admit one; it say special invite. So they was getting 2 and 3 people in with the ticket. But it don't matter because I wasn't tripping no more. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted people to hear the music. You know what I'm saying? And even though people didn't get it, as many people, a lot of people didn't buy it as much as I thought that they were. I feel like I was still able to show off my skills, and if they don't get it now, they'll get it later.
Just be heard, you know. That's good.
Be heard, and I feel like I did that, you know. So shouts out to everybody who came and performed for me. You know what I'm saying?
You still didn't answer the question about the air conditioner.
Oh, I think he did that on purpose.
When he saw
those people and he saw that, because it wasn't supposed to be a party. It's supposed to be a party, not a concert. And if you notice, by the end of the night, everybody was just performing back to back. And I did that because nobody was trying to dance. It was too hot to dance.
Yeah, I remember you
dancing, going to a coma.
I know. I did this. I did Vegas Pride. I did this three times. Vegas Pride. Vegas. All right, shit.
he started sweating.
Be naked in there.
He's
in
all,
minute,
where's like, my wrench? Where's my wrench? He's all.
And like I was saying earlier, I don't know how Enigma, your boy Enigma, was running around in a he had a long sleeve white thermal shirt, a blazer on top of that, jeans, and a freaking hat.
I didn't even recognize him once he started taking his you know, by the end of the night, when he started taking off all the layers. I was like, who the fuck is this?
I'm thinking he was wearing maybe like a tank top, white tank top or something.
Right.
He took his blazer off. And that shit was long sleeve. And you know he had to have been wearing like
a polo over the long sleeve. I think it was a polo and then like a thermal up under that and probably had a wife beater.
Where was the snowstorm?
I don't know. He was preparing for the worst, so I got to give it to him. But he did that, though, man. That track rocked, man. That's an excellent track, and his album is coming out soon.
Number 14.
In fact, he'll actually be.
But I don't. I don't memorize it because I've listened. Well, after listening to it, I know. It's because Nima told me the night. He said, track 14.
Right.
Track 14. Listen to track 14.
Enigma?
Yeah. Enigma's on track 14. What Should I Do? Another beat produced by my boy Trouble. And Enigma came with it. Like, Enigma is probably the
most
underrated.
Is he going to be here next week?
Next week?
Yes. Okay. I was going to say that. He will be here next week.
Tune in. Enigma, my boy Friday. Enigma, will be here next week. One of the most underrated MCs in Vegas. He's dope. You look at him and you get thrown off. He reminds me a lot of myself, you know what I'm saying, the white version of me. Because you look at him and you get thrown off. He's rapping in a blazer. Look like he's about to, you know what I'm saying, get jiggy with it in the club and throw stacks on the floor. But instead, he picks up the microphone and just lets his heart and soul come out on the microphone. So I give a lot of props to Enigma. That's my dude.
Excellent. Well, what we need to do right now is take a regular break, get some cold water, and
get some decaf coffee.
Get a little break. Someone's got decaf in mine.
Dick.
I only got about 15 more minutes, baby. So.
And then wait.
Quick
chicken wings time.
Nice. So what we're going to do is we're going to be back in just a moment. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Smack Wagon Radio, baby. Don't ever forget that shit. Eat a nigga.
Yeah.
step. The sky is blue, the grass is green, the sun is yellow, the dance is dead. The sky is blue, the grass is green, the sun is yellow, the dance is dead.
Trip on my synthesizer.
Motherfuck.
Anyway.
Everybody's like, photo time in the studio.
Damn it.
Sorry.
You want to piss someone off?
If you ever want to see that. Him what get mad, like? Tap on the microphone.
Oh, it sounds terrible, especially on the podcast.
I don't hear it.
Oh,
everything comes through on the podcast. Everything.
Dude, my fart.
You better watch out, girl, because he has a little mojo bag over there. He's going to throw some dust
you
on you. Your head's going to shrink.
Bring it.
Better watch
mojo
out.
Mojo bag.
Mojo, honey.
Actually, it's the a leather pouch made with...
testicle skin.
Yes. kangaroo testicle skin.
Are you serious?
Yeah, wow. It's one of the other hosts in the studios. I don't know.
Wow, that's crazy. It was just kangaroo testicle. I really
didn't. I'm not lying. I don't lie. I'm not lying.
You don't lie. Yeah.
You test kangaroo balls.
J-War says balls on the mic, but I don't think we do that without dick, 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 dick.
Yeah, balls on the mic. Rule number one is only when dick, 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 dick is here.
But dick, 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 dick is not here. We don't do that.
A friend of mine just texted me and said that she's listening in, so I'd like to give a shout out to my girl Casey out there in California.
Oh, did she get an album? Did you send her? You know Krillin will send you one with no shipping and handling, right?
Oh, yeah, and yours is in the mail.
Actually, you want to fuck Krillin, buy 20.
Hey, get 20 of them, you know what I'm saying?
And get one free.
Give them out for him.
Do some buy strange, 20, get one free.
It's only $200. You know, no big deal there.
Thank you, Casey, for listening. Keep tuning in.
Did you buy?
Better.
Did you buy 20 of them?
No.
Hey, I bought one. I you know, I'm sitting there, okay, well, where's the album? And I'm like, it's up front. Where the hell's up front?
It was a little confusing, but thank y'all for trying to buy it because people was like, oh, where's the album? Oh, well, I can't see it. I ain't buying it.
You know? Well, I'm going to buy one because, you know, local support.
I guess niggas want you to put like a Best Buy rack in that motherfucker or some shit on the side of the wall. You know, you have a line up.
No, you should have got some like Krillin t-shirts and some little Krillin boy shorts and had some of the hot
Well, when you start making money,
no, see,
maybe.
Now you should have had some like Krillin tank tops and some Krillin boy shorts and have some girls in some high heels giving out
talk
your CD
management.
For $10. Now, you know the guys in the freaking crib would not miss that shit.
Ryan,
they would
notes.
Know just where to go.
Krillin boy shorts and Krillin tank tops.
Dude, you can get them with like sun on one cheek and Krillin on
wait,
the
wait.
Other.
Let me actually talk about merchandise.
I'll sport it on the show.
I got to point out something very stupid that Murph did. I think it's stupid that Dick 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 did.
What did Dick do this time?
So we have merchandise now, right? We have t-shirts. You can go online, Zazzle.com or whatever. The link is on Spankwagon. But one of the ones he did, and speaking of the balls on the mic in the chat room there, it put rule number one, balls on the mic. And then he put the Spankwagon mic logo below it. Now, a dude's going to wear that shirt. Someone's going to go, hey, wait a minute. You want me to teabag you? What?
Hey, that's hot.
There you go. Only. Oh,
come on, Scrappy. Let's get this.
Balls on the mic.
Make that a wet t-shirt contest.
I told him to get some boy shorts. I don't know why he chose Zazzle, because Zazzle only has like tops. They don't have the little booty shorts and I would wear some Spankwagon ass booty shorts. I would get one
too.
For each day
I
of the week.
Totally
one with
them.
Trench, one with decaf, one with with Dick Dick. Actually, it won't even say
dick,
the
dick,
M
dick,
word.
Dick.
It'll say Dick 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 all over it. Like all over it.
Will you wear those on Sunday?
I would wear it on Sunday.
To church.
I don't know about the booty Thank shirts, you. But I wear some Krillin sweats.
No, you could put some booty shorts too, decaf.
Well, I can say well, I don't
want to get you too happy.
That big ass booty.
It'd be all tight too. I have to lick my lips.
And then his tea bags would be hanging from the side. I have to chop them up and make a little mojo bag.
Made from 100% decaf.
I see decaf's future on this microphone right
then,
now.
Then
huh?
I can hang them on my microphone and say, yeah.
You can sell it for a lot of money because it's a one-time deal. Because you do that once, you ain't doing it twice. You ain't mass producing that right there.
Man, can you believe this shit, man? I got to fucking do a paper. Oh,
why
God,
do you got to?
I got to finish it, though, but it's so fucking hard leaving the show when okay, I come
stay.
To the studio. No, I gotta go though. No.
What's your paper?
I'm gonna go 8:30.
Okay. That's cool.
It's due at 10, right? Online class?
Yeah, it's due at
what,
10.
What are you writing a paper on?
I write it. It's a... do you really...
Sure. Why not?
Really, really care
probably
to
something
know?
Sexual.
Okay, sum it up and dumb it down.
I write a paper in the 15th century. I told you it's a Western civilization.
You should see Scrappy's face right now.
I told you so your political science test, I aced it.
You want to take it from me? For reals. I'll like, what do you want? $5? $5.50? I'll buy you a Sun Krillin album.
What is that? Is that an online test?
Is it autographed?
It's an online test.
Does he have specific special subjects like or notes or whatever, or it's just pretty much just
I have an A in that. No, listen, I have an A in that class.
So what the fuck I have you
not
take a test
no
for?
Listen, I have not read that book or the online lecture, and I have
an A
in
what
that
are
class.
You doing to him,
ladies and gentlemen? Scrappy's teacher is listening right now.
wait. Is that? Unfortunately, it's an online course, so it's nothing but cyber sex.
Hey,
no, I know, what about like, I will put your balls in my mouth, A plus. You know, that's even better. I don't have to do anything. I can just type it.
What Scrappy has to turn
bit
papers.
Of, just, cam show.
She just turned a picture. Yeah, no, she just turned
to show some titties. Hey.
That's what I'm saying. She's,
I sent him fuck
show guy. Show any guy some titties and he'll be happy.
Yeah, I know. You get an A.
You get what you
that's
want.
That's how you got your A's. She was like, ah, shit, actually, I got to do my paper. Fuck, I'm going to send another picture.
What you do, Scrappy, is you write on your chest, you write, this is my paper, just across your tits, and then just get the camera and send it to him. There you go.
Yes. Here's my answer.
What's the thing called?
Webcam.
Yep.
Yeah, like,
in a spank wagon. It's a spank wagon booty shorts.
I said
right?
Him, I said
booty on the camera. Ooh,
dancing 2702 pride.
You know it. No, surprisingly, it's really easy to bullshit your way through political science. I literally bullshit every essay. I've had to write like several 300 to 500 word essays.
All right, so
you know, I've got A's on them all.
What kind of topics though?
Actually, I guess it's either a really good thing or a really bad thing that I decided to take political science in the 2008 election, because most of the topics are about the 2008 election, right, which is really crap. But then we have stupid things like I don't even remember. I'd have to look it up because, like I said, I bullshitted my way through it. I don't even remember half of the shit. But like you had to do discussion board topics and just a bunch of crap about elections and the
you'd have to ask Murph
because he helps me out with a lot.
You know there's three branches of government, right?
Okay, well, yeah, let's give the quiz.
I told you,
what's the three branches of the government?
Legislative,
one at a time,
legislative and something else.
Come on, two more.
You only said
legislative.
One. There's two more, and then there's one that's kind of a floating.
Does one start with an F? No. Legislative, judicial, and
starts with an E.
Executive.
Yay! Okay. And there's a fourth one that's considered to be kind of one.
Okay, what is it?
What is that?
What's it start with?
Bureaucracy.
Bureaucracy.
No, not the bureaucracy. It's the what is it called? The one where all the employees are hired under, all the government employees.
Oops.
Okay, well, the bureaucracy is just the red tape. That's not.
No. It's another brand. It's what all the government employees.
I was going to say that.
It's where all the government employees fall under. All 3 million whatever employees are all part of the.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Okay, it starts with B. You want to take my political science?
No. It starts with B, but I know.
Well, since it's bureaucratic, not technically
I don't think it's a technical government. It's not a constitutionally granted.
It's not
branch.
A constitutional one, but so they consider it like a fourth one because so many people.
Okay, I can go with that
and
to
it's
a
not
point.
The House of Representatives.
No,
but really, if any of the listeners want to take my political science midterm for me, I will pay you.
Oh, here we go, bribery.
I will pay you.
But wouldn't
I offered to pay Murphy in sex, and he turned me down.
Because he knows you ain't going to do it.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for a certain image.
No,
it ain't
see,
happening.
You lost out on that one. That's not. Your fault.
So, but I just got to point out. Yeah, let's see what else. What else? How many senators?
I don't.
How many senators in the United States Senate?
I don't fucking know.
Wow, there's
172.
No.
Wow, because there's 50.
Wait,
say
Foxy?
There's two in each state.
Yes.
Thank you.
I was close. Minus 72.
Wow. So. My brain's working today.
Somebody minus $72 on your check, you wouldn't be that close.
How many people in the House of Representatives?
See, I don't even know that one.
300 and something. Yeah.
435.
Yeah, 435.
Oh, that was my guess next.
Yeah, y'all knew that. Fucking
hey, I'll be honest. I'm like,
How many electoral votes is in California now?
Oh, my
Okay, God. Now see that. No, actually, that was one of my topics that I had to write on the electoral college.
In the chat room, holy shit, it's Akari says, for what grade? You'll do it for money. Just what grade do you want to get?
Oh, okay. If you give me an A, well, what do you want?
Now she's giving you an option. Is first, it was just a camp show. Now she's giving England? You an option.
Dick, 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 dick.
You better not sell yourself cheap, honey.
I have a question.
Honey.
Is this, how Bill Clinton got president? Like, gave his dick away for grades?
No. He got in first.
No, she's the one who got
in first. Gave his dick. He's like, I need
an
intern.
I'm not trying to be president. I'm just trying to pass college.
It was Monica Lewinsky who got it.
Monica Lewinsky. That's how she passed her test.
Yep.
She was like, Bill, I need an A on this test.
That bitch is smart. Yeah,
you gotta get what every man wants. Every man wants a BJ and a secret ass lick that they want to
admit to. But he lives in England. How am I supposed to ship him a BJ?
Oh, no. Ikari is local.
Oh. Hi, Ikari.
Ooh, she got all happy now.
How you doing? What time are you free tonight?
Tits on the mic.
That's all you want? I'll do that shit for fucking an A. A plus.
Yeah, but he's not your teacher, so I guess he'll give you an A. Ah, shit, I'll be your teacher. I'll give you an A.
Let his ass take that test for me. It's an online class. So who's going to know?
Oh.
So actually, that's a question that I have for you, Decaf. I wonder if you know. They don't check your ID when you enroll in a class. You enroll online and you go to class and they just assume you are who you say you are. Why the fuck am I not paying somebody to go to class for me?
Is it through WebCT?
No, I'm talking about class, period, CSN. I register online. Mm-hmm. I go to class. Right. They never check my ID. They never check my social. They never match me up to anything. Why am I in class?
Because
why am I not
they're praying to God.
Foxy. To go.
I got an answer. They're praying. They're praying that you're not so stupid to spend money for someone else to do it. You're spending money, right?
Wouldn't that be smart, though? You're getting the credit. You're just paying for it, and you're not actually having to invest time in it.
Yeah, but the thing is, you're gonna pay. I mean, who's gonna go and do your work and do your class for free? Fucking nobody. So you'll be paying that person to do it. I mean, I had a friend that she couldn't do math very good, so she paid someone, another coworker, to do her math test and stuff like that. But I mean, she had to pay her. No one's gonna fucking just walk into your class and be like, right.
Some people have money, dude.
Well, you know what? I don't think they have that much free time.
Now, see, if they're not in class, they have that much free time to be making money.
But see, then you depend on the person. They depend on the person to carry your grade for you.
So hypothetically, you get a degree in something that you were taking a class for, and you don't know shit about.
So you don't really know how many doctors and nurses are running around out there who really never went to a class and don't know.
I do know how.
And the website is making money.
None of them know.
That's all that they care about is if they're making money.
At what point though? Why bother doing that? Why not just go through a diploma mill? Why not just go online and find some place you could pay $150, you get a nice little frame, nice little diploma, and there you go, you're done.
Because ain't nobody really checking, especially Valley Hospital.
Well, not really Valley Hospital, but like that shit going on with the endoscopy center.
Yeah, that's right next door to Valley, not Valley.
Oh, shit.
Right next door.
Yeah.
I tested. I'm clean.
I thank God that I do not work for Quest Diagnostics after this health scare.
Well, Quest, they don't run stuff through Quest.
No, but they're testing people for HIV
and
Hep C and all this. And as much calls have we been getting at my work now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not medical related at all.
You know? Hey, I'll be honest. About I had a scare. I had a scare because I had a colonoscopy done 2000.
Did you like it?
Oh, I was out. I don't know. You know what I did? Have I ever told you the Be Gentle story?
No.
All right. So I realized I had to go in for a colonoscopy because I have stomach problems, right? I used to just get sick at the drop of a dime. So what I had to do is actually go get this done and part of the regular testing, tons of blood work, tons of everything else. So I decided I got to have fun. I got to do a prank. So I can't believe I talked my wife into this. But she wrote on my ass in green marker.
Yes, he talked her into doing something.
Talked her into doing something.
Fun?
I had her write on, yes.
He knows he had dick, 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 dick.
No.
You know he walked his happy ass down five houses as the dick, dick,
this
dick.
This is back when I lived in the ghetto with you.
Ooh, I live over there.
You're right down the street. Laughing ass.
Yeah, I'm throwing it. Tree line. Ooh. Okay, yeah, see? So,
ooh.
So anyhow, I'm like, okay, you got to do this. She didn't want to do it, but I talked her into it. She wrote, "Be gentle on my ass."
Dude, I would have wrote it. I would have added like little flowers
That's
and shit.
Hilarious.
I would have wrote it pretty.
So when they went in, and I had to be observed when I changed out of my regular pants and into the gown and everything.
Did you like it?
Oh, yeah. No. I knew what was going to happen because I just like make sure she saw my ass. And I'm like, hey. She
Doesn't
stopped.
It feel
she
good?
Said, what the fuck? I go, what? She goes, you got in your beat. What? Oh, I don't believe this. She walks right out. What my wife hears in the waiting room through the nurse's little station or whatever it is with glass, he had what? Written in green marker.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
No.
So I did again.
You
go were
famous
the,
for the day, huh?
Famous for the day.
Should've
so
the famous anus.
The famous anus. Nice. So basically, I do this, and I'm like, okay, cool. And then you know, I know the doctor. They knocked me out. I was they like count backwards from 10, 9, 8. I wake up. I don't know how much long later, you know.
How many butt plugs later?
Yeah. No, you know what? You know what? You wake up from that shit, you're farting. Because they have to pump you full of fucking air.
Are you sure they were pumping you air?
You know Dick paid them to take care of you after. He's like, okay. Let me wash that off for him. That's why he wears rim jobs so much.
So, you know, here I am like, okay, cool. We did this. And, you know, month later, I have to go back for my follow-up for them to go, you're fine here. Your ass is good, you know.
Just to see if your colon was clean.
Yeah, exactly. And the guy goes, okay. And he looked at his notes. He goes, oh, yeah. Be gentle? I think I met that need. Everything okay with that? I'm like, yep. So
wow, that's
yeah. I was I was the famous anus for the day.
Famous for the day.
That's funny. Wow. So what did you get? One of the letters, wow. The infamous letters that you may have whatever. I'm sorry.
What I did though is when that broke, I'm like, okay, I don't think it was through endoscopy center of you know stick you with someone else's needle, Nevada. It was but I immediately called up, and I mean, it took me about an hour to get through their switchboard
so you
that
went
morning
to that
alone. No, I didn't actually, but I wanted to make sure because what they do is it's like a main doctor, so you know, proctology office, and then they will farm. I mean, doctors don't do shit; they farm their fucking workout anymore. I mean, it's outsourcing in the hospital world. What it is?
Wow.
So I wanted to make sure my ass literally did not get farmed out to these motherfuckers.
Right.
You know,
it's
so
such a horrible thing.
I want to know who the fuck in their right mind does that. Who thinks you go through
what's
school?
What's so hard about changing?
I mean,
a
would you want to be stuck with somebody
you know,
else's fucking needle
with needles on them? Why couldn't they just?
And they were only saving like they weren't even saving a dollar.
No,
for every needle, no. Like they double used or whatever.
No matter how you
it was
slice
like
it, that's
75
the
cents
ever.
Or something.
I'm saying you change the drawers, you change the socks, you change the needle, and that's even worse than drawers and socks.
Yeah.
Well, what I don't understand
messy.
Is they're not putting themselves in like it's children. It's children's children's
yeah.
children. It's not just
it's people
children's
with
children's children's
AIDS,
children's 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 children's. I mean,
children's,
come on
children's,
now,
children's?
It's fucking
pregnant.
That's
children.
Serious. You don't know who the guy you just double stuck with the needles. Fucking,
yeah.
It could be your daughter for all you fucking
and
know.
They think
double dip,
okay.
Double dip
not,
your needle.
Not something they
double dip your needle.
Foxy,
I'm saying you know because this is not this was something that they thought they were going to get better and checked up and you know help themselves. I mean, in the long run, they're over there now wondering. Oh, shit, am I going to die? Or have something?
Yeah. Holy shit, Akari in the chat room points out that it really wasn't that they were swapping the needles. What they were doing was they were taking the syringe, sticking someone with it, going back and drawing out of the same vial.
Right.
Oh, so the needle stayed in the vial.
I think it was the needle in the vial. That's if I remember correctly.
Wait,
remember.
It wasn't blood. It was injections, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was all injections. It was because of the fact that how they filled the syringes.
Right.
And it
because
wasn't necessarily they were sticking.
Actually
they weren't being
junkies. Use a Vacutainer because once the Vacutainers lose pressure or lose their suction, you can't double stick it. So you can't suck like the Vacutainer is like what Quest uses.
Okay.
You can't suck more blood into something that's already been punctured.
No.
Well, I can
and
suck.
Obviously,
blood.
That was you.
Now we all know Foxy can suck. And
I
double
the air right out. What are we talking about?
Welcome back. Come on. Right here.
Anyway, so basically, instead of they weren't using the same needles, they was drinking from the same glass, spitting it back in the cup, and drinking
out. Exactly.
Either way, they should have known better.
They should have.
Ew, backwash?
Where the hell was our health inspectors? You know, our dumbass governor.
No, they never come down.
Our dumbass governor first fired a bunch of health inspectors.
Right.
Okay, wait,
cutting
what?
Corners and shit.
What?
Cutting corners and
shit. Yeah, and you know, I think he had... Oh, what was it? He said something totally stupid in a press conference. Everybody's complaining and, you know, bitching and moaning, which they have every fucking right to do. And he's like, well, meh. And said, God, I wish I knew what it was. It was the dumbest thing. It was one of those things. It's like, don't you get, you don't fucking get it.
Yeah. What did you just say?
So you just missed it.
Not only did you just fuck our state's budget, where was that $300,000 we had last year before you became governor? where'd it go? You know? Well, yeah, really, huh?
Well, I have to take off. So, but I did want to tell. I told son that I was going to say mention one thing about it before I left today.
Right.
When I did listen to CD, and I bought some of the other people's local CDs and stuff like that, where outside of community college, people like buy my CD or buy my CD, whatever, right? And so I was like, okay, I help brother out, listen to some of the CDs. I could listen to like maybe one, two tracks, but right. All the songs start all sounding the same. They it's all fuck this, kill this, shit that. But with your CD, I was like, because, it's local, I was like, okay, and that's the thing, you hear so much of it, like people, right. Whatever. But then when I was playing all your songs, I just, grooving the whole time home from work, and then I just played it over and over and over. So, it's not like I'm trying to force it, like, oh, I'm going to listen, Oh, right. God, I got to listen to track number 13 because I got an interview. No, right. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no
that wasn't
I mean,
the case.
I mean, everything was very creative, and, everything was different. No songs sound alike.
That costume is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Thanks, Forrest.
So I'm your number one fan, baby. I'm your number one fan.
That's what's up, man.
But, so
can you get down on that soundtrack? Can we get him on a remix?
You're going to karaoke number one fan.
Decaf is going to be on the remix, number one fan, singing a hook, doing his best Barry White impression. But thank you, Decaf, for real, man. I appreciate that, because I've also heard a lot of local MCs, and it do feel like you're forcing your way through the end of the CD. If not, it's a cup holder or a coaster by the end of the day. So I appreciate the black costume not being a coaster, my friend. Putting your Decaf coffee up.
You're welcome. And, of course, check out MySpace/ MySpace/
Oh, you nasty.
Spankwagon Media. I got more pictures. I'm gonna put some more pictures up too.
Yay!
I got up a lot of videos to put up.
Tons of videos.
It just takes a long time, so I just haven't had time to do it.
It needs a layout. It needs a format. I'll be more than happy to do that for you if you want me to.
No, I'm gonna do the layout and the format.
Well, would you hurry up with it?
Oh.
Well, what we're gonna do while Decaf's walking
on a midterm to fucking do? What you talking about?
Quit uploading these crappy ass pictures and format that shit already.
What do you mean?
All right, we're going to cut to a really short break so Decaf can get out of here. We'll be back. Spank Wagon Radio.
Bye, Decaf.
Decaf? Man.
Really ponderous. To work one
anybody
day,
call him.
And nobody remembered who I was. So, I decided to take the day off. On my way out, I run into my boss. And he says, "Hey, you look familiar." I said, "Thanks. People say that a lot in these dreams." And the horns kicked in. My shoes started to squeak. Then all of a sudden, I'm standing on a beach in some tropical part of the world, and there's a sign that says, "Aren't you supposed to be at work?" Sort of screamed out at me. And I remember, I'd been here in other dreams. Usually there was a water polo game, and a girl who could talk with her eyes, and she'd say,
"Can you see what I'm saying?"
Horns kicked in, and my shoes started to squeak. Before I knew it, I was walking near a
word,
lake, when a phone rings, and the operator speaks to me in a language I don't understand.
Boom, papa chaka maka nana singa, ding ka balana wana idomu ching pao, heady ka balua kama chena sing tea, boom, papa chaka mana wana is now free.
Horns kicked in. My shoes started to squeak. Before long, I was coming up on this really weird part of my dream. You know, the part where I know how to tap dance, but I can only do it while wearing golf shoes. Now I'm back on the beach, walking with this girl who talks with her eyes. This time she says,
"I think you see what I'm saying."
Then, just before I woke up,
started to rain in Southern California.
Un papa chaka macanano singao, sting kapalala wane domu ching pao, heady kapalua kama jena sing ti, un mama chaka mana one is now three.
The girl talked with her eyes.
Can you see what I'm seeing?
Aren't you supposed to be at work? This is ponderous, man. Really ponderous.
All right, Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. Let me bring up, shit, I don't need number two.
Spank me, spank me, spank me.
There you go. Is this mine? So in the chat room, just want to kind of give a quick roll call. Mad props out to, Freakazoid H, who just joined. Holy shit!
Freakazoid H! Freakazoid, come on and wind me up.
Ow! Someone watched the cartoon. holy shit, it's Akari. We got Showdown, hey, one of the syndicates, showdown.net. Sun Krillin's in there, but he's here on? Too. So,
I'm in the chat room with y'all. What's up, Brando?
Chatting
Brando,
up.
Juar,
make a new fan.
So, everybody in the chat room, you're fucking awesome for hanging out in the chat room.
Whoop whoop,
yeah.
Whoop whoop,
whoop whoop. One more time.
Hi,
whoop, whoop, one more time. This
whoop.
Is funny.
Whoop,
shit.
Whoop.
Ow.
Whoop whoop.
It's like me against the world.
I want to say hi to my brother.
Oh,
do
you want me to come sit on your side?
Sure.
I'll come sit.
Let me turn off. Hopefully, turn off the wrong time.
Number four.
Can I sit on your lap?
Wow, she's getting naughty now.
I'm never gonna say no to an offer like that.
She's
I'm not gonna say no.
You're not kidding. Okay.
There you go.
I'll do the show from.
You got to speak into the mic.
For the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, don't fart.
I don't fart. I'm a lady.
Well, yeah, don't fart.
Or queef, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, wait, I think I cut Krill's mic. Okay.
Oh, hell no. Jesus farted. Everybody farted. I don't want to hear that. I'm a lady, so.
Jesus farted.
He was human. He might not have sinned, but farting ain't a sin, last I checked. Or I'd be damn sure.
If you fart in a church. All right, so we got news topics.
Yo, Daddy Ronan, yo. Hey, big shouts out to my dude Ronan who just entered the chat room. He about to be a daddy, so.
Congratulations.
Big shout out. Congratulations, Ronan.
Your mic is on.
Congratulations.
He's late, though. He missed the interview.
Yeah, you did miss the interview, but podcast at lvrocks.com or check out spankwagon.net. Holla at the boy.
Yeah.
Woo, woo.
I keep up.
Yeah, boy.
Hell no. Foxy,
out of mind today.
Oh, this is great. All right. So what we got in the studio is still Decaf had to take off. So joining me over here in chair number two is going to be Scrappy.
Hey.
Scrappy-doo.
Krill's taking over chair number three for the remainder of the show. And Foxy is holding.
I got five on it.
She's holding her
I'm
own.
I'm on mic number five.
On my fifth mic. My fourth mic is now empty. So just point that out. So we got some news, got some shit to talk about. Anybody, before we go into news, because Scrappy, you hate the news because it's news.
I don't like the news.
It's current events, and obviously if you're paying people to take a...
But this news isn't bad, you know why?
What's your news?
It's about sex.
Go for it.
Ooh,
mine is
it
too.
Loves it.
And I actually think this might be true. Redheads have more sex than blondes or brunettes. What do you think, Foxy? Would you rather fuck a redhead?
I've had a couple redheaded guys. And I don't know. You don't even see too
I don't
many,
like redheads.
So it's not like.
I don't like natural redheads.
They have a lot
like
of
the
sex.
Irish.
I wouldn't know if they had a lot of sex because I barely even see the motherfuckers around. You know, it's like, oh, there's a redhead.
Well,
you know?
Genuine redheads where the curtains match the drapes.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
The carpet matches the drapes.
Fire crotches.
Fire crotches. Yikes.
I would have to disagree with that. But when my hair was red, I was getting more sex. I don't know. I don't know about.
Well, I was red before, but.
Were you getting laid more?
I think I was just getting laid. Just
You're
know.
Just always
just
getting laid.
I'm
just getting laid.
She's like, yeah. She's like there's really no more or less about it.
My color of hair had to do with anything, but. I don't know. I've never.
It says the Hamburg sex research professor.
Now, when you see, that's why you go to college. It isn't for fucking to be a politician or to be a lawyer. You go to college so you can be a sex. Yeah, you could be a sex researcher.
So I really need somebody to pass my political science midterm for me okay. So I can fuck.
Nice.
Or learn about fucking.
Wait, so that's what you're paying for this class?
Yeah.
All right, there you go, Akari. Too bad Akari just got married.
Dye that bitch's hair red. Come on. Let's see if it... We're going to put her to the test.
So blondes have more fun and redheads get more booty.
There you go.
I personally don't think redheads are...
Did they say how they did the study? Did they say how they even figured this out? Like, what, you got like a bunch of stalkers. Okay, you guys follow the redheads and count how many times someone gropes their ass. I don't know.
No.
Or maybe a lot. Maybe they get fucked a lot. Like, they have a lot of sex because they're... It's like a rare species.
Okay, know? This it's is like, what they're basing it on.
Oh, we got to fuck a redhead. So
there you
like,
go.
Bam,
it's a trophy fuck.
Since there's only like five redheads in the world.
Yeah,
like,
you know, it's like you have to have it.
Aren't they going to be extinct? Didn't somebody say redheads were going to be extinct?
Yeah.
They
blondes. Blondes are going to go out and redheads are going to go out. Redheads first, then blondes. If like we're talking way down the road, though.
Because brown is the
dominant
gene. Yeah.
I thought you was going to come up with a dumb blonde joke, actually. No. Yeah, blondes are going extinct because they keep putting scratch and sniffs at the bottom of the pool.
Oh! Shit.
No, yeah, I heard that, actually. I'm kind of excited for that because we could do without... What?
Okay, but
damn,
the minute...
I just got so many evil looks.
I know.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, okay, what you just said was, I'm all for genocide. I am all for, species cleaning. You know,
well, you know what I did here,
fuck
actually.
The blondes! Literally and then figuratively.
People are going to be categorized in two different categories, ugly and beautiful. That in like
oh
the
no,
year,
no 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 no
no no no this was like a scientifical I'll have to look it up
scientifically
one day.
Scientific
yeah it was I know that I'm not doing so well in school but I did see this
I understand you I got your lingo
you got it we got keep going
but I know I'm not that educated but
educated
you know,
but it's alright
I need to get my education on I heard that it was gonna be ugly people and beautiful people there was not gonna be an in between like an if or it's gonna be either you're fucking ugly.
There's no more eye.
And
no.
I look like someone shit you out.
No, I don't. When that happens.
Or no, it's going to be a long fucking, it's some evolution.
Okay, we're probably
going to
be crossed
bullshit.
Between aliens and shit. And
yeah,
so.
Well, instead of being bisexual, there'll be pansexual. You'll be, you know, fucking aliens and everybody will be slightly off green and down that road. But, you know, okay. I don't agree with the, you're either beautiful or you're going to be ugly. Because, I mean, how can you have...
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
No. Well, yeah,
and
but...
And a beautiful person is beautiful on the inside.
Well, flip them inside out.
Thank you, Marilyn Manson. Now, here's the thing. If we're saying that hair color, redheads and blondes are going to kind of just merge into all being brunettes, you can't have then the other thing happening with the rest of the look and appearance and genes. You can't have it all going into two separate pools.
Why not?
You can't. Okay, so you're telling me that it's totally possible that genes can merge into one kiddie pool, but genes cannot leave the two pools and form their own.
To be like an ugly group and a beautiful group?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could happen. Why not?
All right, let me...
First of all, do you believe in evolution?
Absolutely.
Okay, so didn't we evolve from ugly?
But let me get to a point. Matter of fact, let me use
some lyrics. Of us evolved uglier. I don't know, but
let me.
Or someone's are still evolving.
Let me use lyrics. Okay, Public Enemy 91, Fear of a Black Planet. I can't remember the tracks. I'm not fucking decaf, but track number 12. No, one of the things they start out with, I think it was like a Marcus Garvey speech, where black woman, black man, black. Oh, that was my ear you just ripped out. But a black man, black child, black baby.
He's such a baby.
White woman, black man, black baby.
Right.
And I got to get my ears back on because I can't hear anything. He just goes through this and says, you know, the combinations, you're all going to equal out to a black child.
Right.
And it was Marcus Garvey. Someone correct me.
Yes, yes.
Not just pointing, you're not... You're the only black man in the studio. You're now an expert in all black men.
He's all someone.
I'm so
correct
wrong.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, someone. But the whole thing is, that's called a music bed scrap. I know it's getting old, but it's called a music bed.
I can't concentrate.
What is that?
See, I can't do
this,
two things at
just
once.
Some tech now. But it's a music bed. See, what you do.
I want to go like this.
You put
I
in,
know she's a
nice.
Rap.
You put a music bed in, so that way little like knocks and bumps in the studio with the microphones, because they go in the stands and not in the hands.
Ooh.
Do you have
$40? He's turning red.
Is that, I'm no.
Watch out.
She didn't have some sugar or something over there. Scrappy.
I want her to go. I want her to go into the box office and do that to one of the mics there, just once.
Yeah, you man. I did it one time.
I'll do it to the air conditioning system. I ain't did it since.
I like mic check 1, 2. Sorry. Don't hit the mic. Sorry, sir. Okay.
Yeah, it's a punishable by death shit.
Yeah, really.
But back, expensive. Yeah, back to the point though. back to the point though. I mean, if we're going to evolve, we're going to actually evolve into the same thing. We're not going to evolve into two different things.
But we didn't
as a human
evolve
species
into the same thing this time.
Nope. But every other species of human, whether they're Neanderthal, you know, any of the other ones, they die out. And that's
well, I wish
happen.
I was a mermaid.
So then yeah. Why won't, like...
I could have evolved into a fish.
And Tom Hanks will save you.
Yes.
We all would save you.
Oh,
hey. Hey.
Oh, and I'm getting corrected. That was Richard Wright. So we're both getting corrected. Thank you very much, Freakazoid.
Thank you. At least there are people with brains out there.
Thank God. Freakazoid? Freakazoid rocks.
Freakazoid.
I think that's Trouble.
That is Trouble.
Okay.
Wow, he's a frequent listener.
That. I knew
he's,
that was
yeah,
Richard Wright.
He's a
Wright.
Frequent listener. He's right a fan. On. He likes our...
I want attention.
How come he doesn't go by Trouble then?
I just tend to call him Howard.
He's in
Freakazoid
he's
versus
in
Trouble.
Disguise.
Yeah, nigga, why you ain't going?
Well, you've been outed, dude.
Yeah, dude.
We know
Freakazoid
who you are.
Is Trouble.
I've only tried telling Murph and Decaf this like 20 times.
And yet you've never told me.
Because you just never listen.
He's
and...
the one who makes your beats.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
I love your beats, by the way. I gotta say, because so I'm a club head, and I gotta say that for
oh, so you're
something,
a raver.
I like music that is catchy, music that, you know, gets you going, and all your beats are sick. I love it. I was like, oh, this is cool, and I'm like dancing.
Hey, you
like,
hear that? Yeah. You hear that Trouble?
So
you know
keep
saying?
Up
you
the
got,
good work.
You got fans, dog.
Be creative.
You're a clubber.
You know I can't take credit for it.
Oh, yeah, you
see,
hear that?
Club music.
That sounds like something I could like... strip to or something.
No, turn Woo! This shit off.
No, keep that going. Keep that going.
That's awesome.
Look at him. Look at him. Wow. I think
it's
because
he's watching my titties.
Something.
Duh.
Who me? Making sure them costumes didn't move.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, the venom's coming out.
Oh. Yeah, but the venom in the movie.
Oh, shit. It's crawling up his leg.
Or is that dripping down?
Oh! Oh. I don't think that's venom, but
men chowder attack.
Oh wow!
All right. I'll turn off the music there. I'll put back on the
put
bed.
The Tetris theme on. That
I can't find my
Tetris
theme.
I can deal with that.
The Tetris theme.
The techno Tetris theme.
See, I would do that. But
oh, I hate that song.
See, the problem is though, mine starts off saying, "Let's play some Tetris, motherfucker."
Yeah.
So.
Let's play some Tetris, motherfucker.
It doesn't work as a sound bed. It's not seamless.
So take that out.
I'll teach
Holy
you some
shit,
engineering.
Holy shit, said that, let me see.
What are they?
Prodigy is not shit.
Huh?
It's the shit.
Prodigy?
Prodigy.
That's
like
who the group
Prodigy.
Is, the Prodigy. That's from the Prodigy.
Oh. Smack my bitch up.
Yeah.
I love
Smack
that song.
Voodoo people, and I'm trying to think. I think this was the Prodigy Experience that it came out on. Second album.
So about that son Krillin.
he's keeping the chat room going.
I said about that son Krillin because I don't know about that.
Hell nah.
You're gonna get down on some of that.
Yeah, but
it's
gonna be
Krillin.
I don't know.
It's gonna be hot though.
You broke a pen. Here.
It's gonna be comparable to that stronger song by Kanye when I do my techno. It ain't gonna be, you know what I'm saying.
But that's
I'm
what
a
I like.
Barbie girl.
That's what I like. That's what I like about your music is like it's all different beats, you know, and you're giving a variety.
Right, right.
So that everyone
you hear that trip? We
has
giving a variety, baby.
Yeah, everyone has a taste of their own kind of music, and that's what I like. Just like Kanye, he's always switching his music, new beats, all this stuff. So
that's what's up. I can't take full credit for the album. You know what I'm saying? I may have provided the lyrics, but you know what I'm saying? Everybody did that. You know what I'm saying? I like to give a shout out to Trouble. You know what I'm saying? Ryan, I see he's on finally.
Trouble.
My boy Vic City just got on. I'm getting text messages left and right. You know how late y'all are. We got a little bit of the show left, and y'all just
like
not
two fucking on. Minutes.
I know. Podcast. They just want us to send a shout out to them. That's why.
Podcast.
Yeah, it's going to be all about the podcast by going to podcast.lbrocks.
Hi, friends of Sun Krillin.
So,
hi.
We're wrapping down the show.
That's Miss Foxy, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Foxy, 5'5".
I can give you all the dimensions, but y'all wish y'all was here right now. I'll tell you that.
You can see me on YouTube. That's from last time I was here.
Just go to spankwagon.net.
Media? Or spankwagon.net?
Spankwagon.net has it.
MySpace. / Spankwagon.
And Spankwagon Media. All
YouTube,
three.
YouTube just linked to Spankwagon Media. I don't think has it up yet. With two X's. Foxxy.
Right. As a matter of fact, because we are starting to wrap up the show, why don't we go ahead and start giving out and shilling out websites?
MySpace.com/SonKrillin. SonKrillin. Go ahead and check me out.
Say that again. INANE.
Yeah, I know, really.
Which one
For
is
those
it?
Who can't spell, it is SonKrillin.
Who can't spell?
Anyway, so check me out at myspace.com/SonKrillin. SonKrillin. You can check me out, man. You can book me. We can do collabos. You can throw me some beats. I will send the CD, the shipping and handling. I don't know about England, though. I didn't think about that. I didn't think about the shipping and handling all the way to England. So I'm sorry, brother. But
thank God
we're
going to
work
it.
Something out, though.
He'll go half with it on you.
Yeah, I'll go half on it because I really want you to get it.
It's his Dutch date. All right.
And you can find me on www.myspace.com/FOXXY702.
And there's Vegas Pride.
So...
That's Vegas Pride right
702
there.
702, honey.
702.
All right. And, unfortunately, Scrappy's
We've got
not,
email
and
now. You
can we have had email.
Well, we have email. I have email that I actually can check.
Yes.
So,
if you want to give out your...
Scrappy@spankwagon.net.
What is it?
Yeah, scrappy@spankwagon.net.
I don't know my email address.
Nice.
I need cards.
But I'll tell you what. The most
she needs cue cards.
This is who you are. Do you put your clothes out the night before so that way, you know, the socks get tucked into the
or
shoes?
She
so
sleeps
you,
with them on.
I don't wear
on.
Socks. It's too hard.
Wakes up out of bed.
I can't figure it out.
Can't figure out what the fuck is
the
this?
The seams on the other side. It's just all fucked up when I try to wear socks. I got to wear flip-flops. All
right. And
or toe socks.
Stall for me.
Stall. So,
anyway, definitely check out Foxy's MySpace page.
I'm gonna check out.
Yeah,
if
there's a little unzipper, I guess you could say.
From two weeks ago,
Foxy's little.
Oh yeah,
appearance.
I just recently saw it too. So I was like, oh my god,
it's actually censored.
It was cool.
It's not YouTube.
And it had Chris.
Don't tell him.
Yeah, we'll they have to go
okay,
see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, go
dick,
see
dick,
it.
Dick appears in this video, as do I, but...
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to... Well, unfortunately, this.
Are we done?
All right, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You've been listening to...
Spankwagon.net.
Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon.net.
Which you can find at, yes, very good. mic back off. you've been listening to Spankwagon Radio, which, as Scrappy pointed out, you can find at spankwagon.net. And, of course, other sites such as myspace.com/spankwagon and myspace.com/spankwagonmedia. We also got a lot of people to thank. LV Rocks, LVRocks.com, for allowing us wonderful studio time in a beautiful studio space. The KC Host Radio Network, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, Steel City Radio, Nomad Radio Network, and Arrow 97 Online. Remember, if we're not live, we're in the archive, podcasts.lvrocks.com. And of course, older, old-ass shows, go to spankwagon.net, click on that archive link. Big thanks to Son Krillin coming into the studio and talking about his album. Appreciate it. Foxy, thank you so much for coming in and being the guest host for tonight's
Pleasure.
Show.
I love coming on here. It's so fun.
It is fun, and we appreciate having everybody here. Everybody in the chat room, thank you very much for showing
the
respect.
Thank you for your support and love.
And with that, we will be back next week. Go, Carol.
Hey, real quick, how soon will the podcast be available?
It will be available at 9:01 p.m. tonight.
9:01 p.m.
Wow,
tonight.
You got
thank
that
you.
As a
so
minute
So you will be
after
able to
the
catch
show.
The beginning for those who came late. On CPT, Color People Time.
BPT, CPT, I didn't know. All right. Next week, folks. Later. Oh, wait. Word of the night.
We got a tribute, dude. Tribute. We'll be right back.
Spilling all my tissue on the floor.